Namo Namo Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna willing, we shall sing, chant more a little bit later. I wanted to speak a little bit about japa. Not too much speaking. There's two. One has a cord, one doesn't. What's the mystery?
What's the camera? What is for?
But what is it? What are they?
Audio recording.
Okay, so it's recording. But why does the one record sound and the other one? Anyway, never mind. I'll trust you. So what I'd like not to do is speak too much about japa, because after quite a few years of giving japa workshops, my conclusion is the most important thing, if we want to improve our japa or get some ideas of how to improve it, maybe we can put the volume down a bit. It's better to chant, to actually chant, and as we're chanting, maybe take a little instruction and improve as we're chanting. And while the Bhagavatam in the 11th canto and the very end of the 3rd chapter of the 11th of the 12th canto, it describes kaler doshanate rajanastiyeko mahatguna kirtanadeva krishnasya muktasangam parambrajit, that kirtan is so powerful. And from what I've seen, both in kirtan and japa, but especially in kirtan, you can if you just sit in the kirtan, then gradually the mind begins to cool down, And I've been in situations. There was one period of my life where I was with a group of devotees, and we were chanting in the evenings for 3 hours a night. And what I saw is it took almost a full hour before my mind quieted down enough that I could actually join the kirtan with anything, with be in the kirtan, practically be there, because the mind is running here and there, and here and there, and here and there, and here and there. Does anyone else have that experience?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Some of us run there, some of us run here, but the mind runs. This is actually due to the natural passionate environment that we're born into and that we like. So it takes a while for the mind to calm down and almost be tired enough, because it runs and runs and runs, and at some point doesn't want to run anymore, and the mantra keeps on going and going and going, and gradually it takes over, and then you can be there. The individual can be there with the sound vibration, with Krishna, and then life is a lot nicer. We should have a sign on the outside of the door where we leave our shoes. We should have one box for minds also. One place for shoes and another one for minds. But it would be also nice is when we pick up our shoes when we leave, but we don't pick up our minds. We just leave them. Actually, I mentioned this to someone recently, that on one Ekadasi, we held a japa retreat, and on that day we had 64 rounds a day, and everyone chanted 64 rounds on that day, or more or less everyone tried their best. And then in the evening we had a kirtan, and that kirtan was so amazing, and it was as if there were no minds present, and it was such a relief, and everyone was smiling, and everyone was so happy. And not only that, most amazingly, everyone liked each other. Because it's just the mind that gets in the way. Is it working or not working right now? Okay. So in any case, I'd like not to talk too much about it, but I'd like mostly to practice. Just, even though kirtan has a special power when we all gather together and chant, but yet most of the week we're alone. And that alone time can be especially wonderful, though, because the fact is we're not alone. And if we take some time to be alone with Krishna every day by chanting his names, it can be very, very, very intimate and most sweet also. That's what the japa time is. Think of it in that way. This is my time to be alone with Krishna. And what is it saying when I'll admit to this happening to me on occasions. What's going to happen? Could it be that the battery is finished?
It's battery for me, Sunday, but it's not like it's...
So what do we do?
I'll bring in more.
Okay. So, if you were with a friend and you had made arrangement that today we're going to be together, just the two of us. You have a friend and you've made arrangement. This is our time together, just the two of us. And as soon as you sit to be together, the person takes out his mobile phone and starts texting someone, something like that. And then then their ringtone goes off and they're talking to someone. And then I just have to do one more thing, and they're texting and talking. And then as soon as they finish all that, they're... And then they're looking at their watch and saying, standing up and sitting down. What would be the conclusion that one would naturally reach? That this person doesn't really have very much of an interest at this point in being with me right now. And naturally, if you're with someone and they don't want to be with you, then you also find something else to do. So if we sit down with Krishna to be with him in relationship to Krishna in the simple way of chanting his holy names, we want to start with the first simple principle is that we have to make a mental decision if we actually want to chant japa. The first thing is to decide that right now, just for this time, when I'm chanting japa, right now, I have nothing else to do. As in with any relationship, it's saying that being with you right now, or trying my best to be with you, is so important that I'm not going to do anything else. So, in Sanskrit, the word is sankalpa, which means make a determination. That's not how the word in English usually works. Make a determination. We think of people being determined. But it means making a specific, like, pledge. How do you say, like, pledge? How do you say it? Not request. A determination, sankalpa. Yeah? Yeah? That right now, for this short time, this is my time with Krishna. And then, so what we're going to do is... we'll just start chanting japa. And I would suggest not to chant too loudly. Just lately, I started, almost always, for so many years, I chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. But when I'm alone nowadays, I started chanting much louder. I mean, not Hare Krishna, not quite like that. We'll leave that for the younger, very younger devotees. but loud enough at least so I keep awake. And loud enough so I remember that, oh yes, this is what I'm doing, I'm chanting. Because the mind, I shouldn't actually talk about the mind, because once you start talking about the mind, you become so happy that you're talking about me that you can just go on and on and on and on. But the mind, when you're chanting japa, the mind thinks, oh, this is so nice. There's so many things I can do right now. Because the atmosphere is so nice right now. I can wander all over the universe. What are you doing?
Fine.
Yeah, okay. It's coming out. Okay. Does it work now?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. It's sort of also nice when it doesn't work. No passing notes in class. No texting others either. Isn't it interesting? As soon as we say we're about to chant japa, everyone finds so many things to do. Does anyone need any beads? Because it appears we have some. chant at a loudness that's appropriate for the fact that we're sitting all together in a big group. But just this one simple thing, start with, I have nothing else to do now other than to chant. And this is my time, thinking this way, this is my time to be with Krishna, alone, privately, personally. And, of course, there are many levels of chanting. And as we're chanting, I'll talk a little bit, but don't just only like sort of half listen to what I'm saying when I'm speaking. Because mostly concentrate on your chanting, but if there's some instruction that's helpful for you, let it realign you in the chanting. But I'll speak on different levels. I'll tell you the kind of things I'll say. First is, you have nothing else to do now. Because I find that we need constant reminding of this fact until a rhythm develops and we go a little bit deeply. It's sort of like we try to catch Krishna in the holy names. That's what we're trying to do. And it's very difficult because the mind is running here and there and Krishna's not easy to catch unless we have devotion. So we're trying to gain some devotion. We're trying to catch Krishna in the form of his holy names. But then, at some point, by Krishna's grace, it's like you're trying to catch him, and then suddenly he turns around and holds on to you, and then the chanting is effortless. But that doesn't happen by our power alone, our own power, our own ability, but that's by Krishna's grace. But yet, unless we try our best sincerely, then Krishna doesn't have the impetus to hold on to us because he's reciprocating with us, basically. And I found that with prayer also. Sometimes I internally complain that Krishna never seems to hear my prayers or reciprocate with my prayers. But then what I've actually seen is that as soon as I'm sincere, as soon as I actually really mean it, not testing, or not just talking, but as soon as I actually mean it, then Krishna immediately reciprocates. Just like when the mothers all know when the children are crying, when they're just crying just to get attention, but when they really mean it, immediately that sound, that one's not very serious, but thank you, we appreciate the demonstration. But when they want their mothers and really need their mothers right now, there's a certain power in that crying, that immediately the mother comes and everyone else goes. It gets so powerful. Okay, just take out our beads, and then if you like, you can offer a prayer to Guru, to Vaishnavas, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, to Krishna, that maybe may a little sincerity into my consciousness. And of course, it's hard. It's difficult to be sincere on demand. You know, now I'm going to be sincere. It doesn't quite work like that. You can't demand sincerity to appear in the heart. But we can try our best, and by associating with so many sincere devotees, we also become a little bit sincere. We try our best. Okay, so take a few moments to deepen the consciousness and remind yourself that I have nothing else to do. Oh yeah, and there's one other thing that I do myself very often and I recommend others do. Don't be overly ambitious in the chanting, while chanting japa. I'm going to be there with Krishna. I'm always going to hear every month, every word, every name, every sound. I try to keep it simple. And if I can hear one mantra, one Hare Krishna mantra, beginning Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, if I can hear one mantra, if I can hear one mantra, I feel very happy and very satisfied that I've heard the Hare Krishna mantra, at least on one level. So keep it simple. Just try to hear one mantra. You can chant on deeper levels than that if you're able, but you can start in that way. Just try to hear one Hare Krishna mantra. And be detached. If you're not, if your mind is running over all over the place, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Because your freedom is right now to try to hear one mantra. Be detached. And the fact is, if you hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are very, very fortunate. Okay, so take a few moments to deepen the consciousness and remember what we're trying to do. And we won't keep the chanting going too long right now. So don't worry. But just try to hear. Try your best. You have nothing else to do other than chant. Now is your time to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. You have nothing else to do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare. Just accept that simple point. Right now, in these few minutes we're together, nothing else to do. Just to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Rama, 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 Rama. And let your consciousness touch the holy names in a very gentle way by hearing. That's the way the consciousness is with Krishna, by hearing, touching Krishna by hearing, but very gently. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And if you can hear one mantra, you're very fortunate. Very fortunate. Just try to hear one Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Just try your best. You have nothing else to do now. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are so fortunate. And try to hear the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. If your mind wanders, that's fine. Just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of the Maha Mantra by hearing. If you can hear one mantra, if your mind wanders, don't worry. Not bad. It's natural. Just try to bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names by hearing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Don't strain. Very gently. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Just try to hear. Don't worry about what to think. Just try to hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Your freedom is on the mantra you are chanting right now. So try your best, very gently. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Good, keep trying. Try your best. If the mind wanders, it's fine, it's natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna by the process of hearing. Try to be consciously with Krishna by hearing. Just try your best. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You have nothing else to do. Just accept that. Just for this short time we're together, you have nothing else to do other than to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names by chanting consciously. So just hear, try to hear and be with Krishna in that way, in a very gentle way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama. And try to hear the mantra from the first Hari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You have nothing else to do right now, just to be with Krishna and in the form of his holy names, consciously by hearing. Just try your best. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Just try your best. Just try to hear the sound vibration of Krishna's holy names. And if your mind wanders, that's all right, it's natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal of hearing. Hare Krishna. And try to hear the whole mantra, beginning with Hare, just one mantra. And if you could hear one mantra, you're so fortunate. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Just try to hear one mantra beginning with Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare.
Nice chanting. Let's try your best. In spiritual life, the sincere attempt is as good as success from Krishna's point of view. So try your best. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Bhakta Sapriya Namakirtan, the Tona Raga. Satyato, Nolati Ravdayati, Madhavanti. Just try your best to hear, to be with Krishna in the form of the holy names. Gently. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Keep it very simple. You have nothing else to do right now. Let the world take care of itself for another 5 minutes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Okay, just why don't we just gradually stop. We'll just talk for a few minutes, but first I'd like to ask if anyone would like to report how they did. Just raise your hand. And it was any raise your hand if you were able to hear. No. If you'd like to say something about your chanting and how it was for you, raise your hand and we'll hear. Or any questions or anything. Were you able to hear one mantra?
I heard all of them.
Who said that? Wow.
All of them.
Oh, you heard everyone else's? Okay. Do you feel peaceful and happy?
Yeah.
Anyone else like to say how their chanting was? Well, but I didn't say not mechanically. Just try to hear it. So naturally in the beginning, it will be mechanical. But mechanical chanting, in other words, without a feeling of relationship, that's what mechanical chanting will define it, without a feeling of relationship that I'm with Krishna. So that won't be enough actually to hold your attention, fix your attention. But it's such a good beginning. It's such a good, wonderful beginning. But there are other stages, as we mentioned. And in the next stage, we can talk about it right now a little bit, is not just trying to hear, but trying to, when you feel there's some relationship between you and the holy name, to infuse, what's
This, I like this word, infuse. What's the Hebrew for infuse? It's like when you put sugar into your herbal tea. There's not two things anymore. So what's the? It seems to be a. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, everyone knows what I mean. So let's not fight about it. We'll have 4 or 5 political parties deciding about what the right word is. But if the chanting, not two things, but it's if there's some infusion of desire to serve in the chanting, so then it's not mechanical at all. Krishna, when please accept me as your servant. That's how Prabhupada once translated the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Or even simpler, some of Prabhupada said, please accept me. Because in this world, everyone has a little bit of a feeling that we're not accepted. So if we get accepted by Krishna, if we feel, how to put it, the touch of his hand upon our head, then we know he's written our name down in his book. It's already written, but then we become conscious of it. So the relationship is based on service. So if we so desire, if we feel like that in our chanting, that Krishna, allow me to serve you, please accept me as your servant, that's a non-mechanical level. That's higher. But there's such a tendency. So, oh, that's higher, therefore I should do the higher thing. And then we hear of higher levels that people are, they chant and they're jumping up and down, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was falling to the ground and tears are coming from his eyes as he's chanting. Oh, that's higher, I should do that. But we should start humbly. And as we naturally feel the relationship with Krishna and his holy name's developing, we can move up, but if not, be honest, there should be no pretension in spiritual life. Just try to hear. That's the one time Prabhupada was asked, what should I do with my mind while I'm chanting? And Prabhupada's reply at this time was, doesn't have anything to do with your mind. Just hear. So that's such a nice, basic way to start. That's always applicable. And if we're chanting with a feeling of relationship with Krishna, it's not that the hearing will become less, rather the hearing will become more intense. Like, it's like when, if you can say your son's name, you can say Narottam. But then, but sometimes if you're really feeling the affection for that cute little baby, and you say the name, it's not like you're doing two things, like affection and saying the name are two separate things, but it's infused. And it's sort of natural when the relationship is there. Is that okay? Any other?
I've got a question.
Yes.
Sometimes my mind is so troubled that I find it easy to just think about one of Krishna's stories or any other experience concerning Krishna. Is it bad for my practice?
You mean while you're chanting?
Yeah.
While you're chanting.
Yeah.
So
I cannot hear, so I'm trying another manipulation of the mind to...
Does it bring you to hearing?
Yeah, after a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's okay. I mean, we don't recommend that, to do something else, because then it's very easy to say, well, let me just download my emails while I'm chanting, and then for a few minutes, and then I'll be able to chant.
And then I know what happens from experience when you do something like that. Your mind is gone. And once it starts being very, very active, because we're trying to bring the mind to goodness, all our problems basically are caused when the mind is in the mode of passion, in the mode of ignorance. We want to keep the mind in the mode of goodness as much as we practically can. So we don't want to increase different activities, because once it starts winding up, it's just so hard to quiet it down again, if you know what I mean. So that's the general principle. But if something sort of innocent like that, I'll think about Krishna to make my mind more peaceful so I can chant his names. And okay, but just be careful. The principle is that we should be hearing. Is that okay? Maybe we can open up a window. Otherwise, the principle will be we'll all be sleeping. Okay. Better to be cold and awake than warm and asleep. You want to borrow my cheddar? Are you cold right now?
No, but I think in a few minutes.
Okay, don't worry. Let's move over closer to Madhurya. Okay, we have nothing else to... Okay, Leo, last question.
I have a bit of difficulty with the concept that I need to work on the japa, that I need to improve the japa. Sometimes I just want it just to come. Now, it's a bit hard for me, the concept that we need to work, it's like a work. You know, I have enough things in my life that I need to work. So
yeah.
I just want to...
Yes. So don't put... That's why I've tried to emphasize the gentle part. Just chant and gently try to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names by hearing. I tried not to emphasize, you know, okay, now everyone really concentrate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. It's like when you're with someone, if someone says, when you're with someone... If someone says to you, when we're together, let's just be together. So you don't think that, boy, that's a lot of work. You know, not only do I have to work 8 hours a day in my job, but now I have to work on being with you. So just take it easy. Don't worry about it. And don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. But just chant and try to gently bring your consciousness to be with Krishna by hearing. The way I think of it, sometimes the picture comes to my mind like a bird flying. Do you like water? Like when a bird, they have certain birds like seagulls and things, when they fly over the ocean, they just sort of just like gently touch the water sometimes. So let our attempt to gently touch the holy names with our consciousness by hearing. Because it's true, if it becomes, you know, a great, great, great an endeavor and effort, it's a struggle, and that will make it more difficult for us. So just take it easy. Be gentle and be kind to yourself. Try it. You may like it. Does that answer your question? Yeah, not to be. Okay, now I'm going to really concentrate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You like that kind of chanting, yeah? Okay, but that's not exactly what we're recommending. Because to use the mode of passion to get goodness and peacefulness
it can be helpful if one's really in ignorance. Sometimes passion is required to get things moving. But then it becomes its own problem, like you're talking about. So, gently. And don't worry about your success. Just try your best. And that in itself is successful. What do you think about that?
I'll try.
Okay, there we go. Okay. After. Now we're going to chant again, because I don't want to just talk about chanting. I want to chant about chanting. Okay, first thing is, we have to do it all over again in one sense. But we have to decide, okay, for this short period, I have nothing else to do. Now that means that you don't have a lot of other work to do going on, and you don't have other programs running in the background for this time. Just take it easy and just try to be with Krishna. Just try your best. That's all is required, to try your best. I'm making it sound so easy, don't I? Okay. It is, actually. Just try your best. It's easy. Okay. Nothing else to do. And just try to hear. Be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You have nothing else to do right now. Just accept that. Just try to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. And if you can hear one mantra, one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare, just try to hear one Hare Krishna mantra. Keep it very simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Beginning with the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Just try your best, very gently, very gently. Just try to touch the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra with your consciousness by hearing. Keep it simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And if your mind wanders, it's okay. But just bring it back. You have nothing else to do right now. Just bring it back to the simple goal of hearing. One mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Just try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. We're here together doing this just for a few minutes, during this short time together. Let us try our best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If your mind wanders, it's all right. Let's bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Be with Him by hearing, that your consciousness touch Krishna. Sometimes we could be sitting right next to a person, but our consciousness is kilometers away. But let us try to be with Krishna now, with our consciousness, by hearing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Keep chanting, please.
Okay, does anyone like to say how that chanting was? Yes.
Comparing to the first session, I did now a small thought while I was just Krishna, I want to be with you. You truly help me to concentrate. Not all the time, but
Yes. Why would you like to be with Krishna? It's quite natural. Thank you. Anyone else like to say anything about the chanting? How they did?
It was very helpful idea about the bird that gently touched the water.
Yeah. That's that our consciousness by hearing very gently. Because that makes the consciousness more peaceful and it allows us to actually hear. Because usually the mind is jumping like monkeys. Thank you. Anyone else like to say yes?
It was good until you left the room.
I'm not going to feel bad about that. Everyone has to take responsibility for their own lives. Anyone else like to say how that chanting was? Sava, just wait. Anyone else like to say? Yes.
In this situation, my mind tends to check on others.
Yes.
But at the same time, sometimes it tends to turn into inspiration.
Yes.
So sometimes it's checking and sometimes it's inspiration. So
yes. And what is my response to that?
Just listen to
the mantra. Yeah. It's going to do these things. It'll check. Sometimes it'll say, I'm chanting so nicely. I'm chanting probably the best one in the room. Wow, look at how but you're not chanting anymore, of course. And sometimes it will say, boy, he's really chanting. That's too bad. You know, so many things will come. And whatever the mind does, it's just smoke. You know, it doesn't have any substance. So let it do it, but just gently bring it back to just trying to hear.
What about getting some inspiration? Is it nice or is it also a play of the mind?
No, that's a good play of the mind. That's okay. But you said it, you're not sure which way it goes sometimes. Sometimes it's inspiration, it's just checking out to see if anyone's doing better or worse or whatever. Just don't get caught by the mind and it's judging and this is good. Because you can start with something that seems so innocent and then you hold on to it and then suddenly 15 minutes are gone
or even your whole life is gone. And it started with a simple, I just wanted to find out what was underneath the rock. So therefore, let's try to, while we're chanting japa, it's not really the time to check everything out, you know. But if we do it and we get some inspiration, okay. But then we say, oh, I'm not feeling inspired, so therefore I should check and see on how everyone's chanting. You know, the mind will do anything. So just peacefully, just try to bring it back to the sound of the mantra, the hearing. Try to be with Krishna. Good question, honest question. Any other last question before we try again? Yes.
I have a technical question about the body posture and. If your body, if you're not comfortable, how can you overcome it? Like if something is physically it's not.
For example.
For example, when I sit like this, I feel like very stiff and
yes.
My whole body is.
Because you're not used to sitting like this.
Yeah.
So there's two ways to look at it, two different levels of looking at it. First is the simple one. Is that you should find a position that's comfortable. In yoga, they're very, very consciously and decidedly sitting very straight because that actually helps make the mind steady. It's actually very interesting if you know. There's one yoga pose called, I think it's called Vrikasana, I think, where you stand up like this and you can put your... Maybe it's Tadatmasana, I don't remember exactly. Who are the yoga teachers here?
Like a tree.
Yeah, the tree one, yeah. But and you pick one, you put one leg up, and you can't stand on one leg unless your consciousness is fixed, and you have to fix your consciousness on your one leg, not on everything else, on where your foot is touching the ground. So sometimes postures, practicing postures, can help steady the mind. But if we find we're not used to it, and it's interfering, so we find a comfortable way to sit, either in a chair, or in any other way, or standing. Sometimes we stand up when we're tired, and it's okay. So if that helps. So that's one level, the very practical level. But on another level, what are we going to do with the time of death, which is complete discomfort? So another way, with pain and you can't breathe and your heart is thumping and everything that you're attached to you're being withdrawn from it. So it's such a difficult time. What are we going to do? And the answer to that is we don't know at this time how we're going to do. But we should practice in life that seeing the discomforts of life and the difficulties of life as opportunities to become strong in our focus. So that even at the most difficult time, such as death, we'll be able to step on an obstacle and use it as a blessing to hold on to Krishna and become very, very humble. So there's two levels we can look at it. You can decide which one is the one you'll use right now. But I think it's more practical in the beginning to find a comfortable, especially if you're not used to sitting like this. It's not easy. So these, like something like a posture in the way that you're sitting or sitting on the ground, these are externals that are supposed to support the internal. So we don't make, so the major part is the internal, and we don't confuse this thing that's supposed to support the internal with the internal itself, because it's too easy to become a fanatic about the external
without understanding the purpose of the external and it's supporting the internal. But we also don't want to minimize the externals because we need support. Okay? Okay. So you're going to stand or sit or both? Let's, but not at the same time. Huh? Just try your best. I inspired myself to try to sit straight this time. Okay. It actually helps. Actually, it helps if it's not too uncomfortable, but it helps actually steady the mind if you can do it. But if it's not helpful, then you don't do it. Okay. So we'll only stand for another, right now it's 5 to 12, so for maybe 10 minutes. So during this very short time, we have nothing else to do. We have to make that determination. And just try our best, this very simple thing, for this short time to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Touching Krishna like a bird flying over the ocean and gently touching the ocean without consciousness. Because, sometimes we're with someone physically, we're sitting right next to them, but our consciousness or their consciousness is kilometers so far away, and there's no connection. So we want to not only chant, but to be connected to Krishna, and the simplest way is by hearing. So we have nothing else to do now. Okay, fire. But it's a person, I can say it, but I also have to mean it, and you also can say it, but you also have to be in that mood, if you so desire. It's freedom. No one can force us on this level, because we become expert as adults, expert at externally doing one thing and internally doing something else. And like children, they haven't learned the art of hypocrisy yet. So when they're sitting in a class and they're not there and their bodies start moving and they start doing this and this thing, they're in this wonderful imaginary world. And the adults have learned the fine art of sitting there and not moving their bodies, but not being there. They've learned the art of the hypocrisy of it. So it's up to you if you would like to be with Krishna right now, to come a step closer to Krishna. And that was, in one sense, what I wished I would have said to you yesterday when you asked the question that you asked about how do you know that Krishna's there? Well, take a step towards Krishna and see if there's any reciprocation. Because we can argue about it, or I could tell you, yes, it's... for you to have your own experience, you take a step to Krishna. So trying to sincerely chant japa is one of the best steps you can do, or being in the association of devotees is the essence, and joining the kirtan, but just trying to chant japa in the right mood, in a sincere way, is a good, very good step to take to Krishna. Okay. Make your sankalpa that now nothing else to do. Let's begin to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Rama, 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 Hari, Hari, Krishna, Hari, Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. Rama, 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 Hari, Hari, Krishna, Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari, Hari. Rama, 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 Hari, Hari, Krishna. If your mind wanders, it's fully natural. Just try to gently bring it back to be with Krishna, if you so desire. Rama, Rama, Hari, Hari, Krishna, Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari, 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 Rama, Hari, Rama, 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 Hari, 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 Krishna, Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari, 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 Rama, Hari, Rama, Rama, Hari, Rama, Hari, 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 Krishna, Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari, 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 Rama, Hari, Rama, Rama, Rama. If the mind starts feeling restless, don't take it seriously. Just try to hear one mantra. Keep it very simple. Go back to that same simple point. Try to be with Krishna. If you can hear one mantra, you are very fortunate. Rama, 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 Hari, 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 Krishna, Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari, 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 Rama, Hari, Rama, 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 Hari, Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Just try your best. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Just try your best. Keep it very simple. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Because it is simple. Hare Krishna. It's natural and simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. If your mind wanders, it's okay. Just for the short time period, you have nothing else to do except trying to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names consciously by hearing. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are very fortunate. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Okay. Rohini Nandan Prabhu. Can we have a, like 15 minutes of questions first, and questions and answers, and then you can go? Yeah. Because we have a special surprise today. Rohini Nandana and his Nandinis going to make an offering. Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions? Heartfelt questions? Yes.
Or what is the difference between serving Namprabhu and Krishna as a personality?
Yeah.
As I
it's a
service more practical service than just listening. How does this mean?
Well, when you're chanting japa, you shouldn't, that's the time when you have nothing else to do except chanting japa. So your service at that time is to just chant and hear and to chant japa, to be with Krishna in that way. You have nothing else to do at that time when you're chanting japa. At other times, you can sing, and that mixes like Mother Yashoda, when she would be churning butter, she would be singing about Krishna. So there wasn't any difference. She wasn't doing two things. But her service, her external service of churning butter, was a manifestation of her internal mood of wanting to glorify Krishna. And it manifested also through her chanting, because she loved Krishna. So, at that time there is no difference. And it's the nicest habit you can develop. Practically speaking, of always singing when it's practical, when you're doing things when it's practical. But when we're chanting japa, we should just chant japa. At least that time, there's nothing else to do. Does that answer your question, or does it bring up another question?
Is me listening to japa is service?
Yes, that's that. Yeah, chant Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. That is that some of the practices that define devotional service. So that is just hearing, speaking and hearing, or studying Srimad Bhagavatam, that's also service. Or remembering Krishna, that's also devotional service. But it's very difficult to only do that, unless one is extremely advanced. So we do other things and we try to infuse those other things with devotion. Yes, that is service. That's the direct answer to your question. Yes, that is devotional service. That is pleasing to Krishna. And Krishna can fully manifest himself through your singing and chanting. Personally. Is that okay? Clear? Yes.
Sometimes to enhance the concentration of the japa, devotees take advantage of a picture of Radha and Krishna or seeing the names. So can you comment on this?
Yeah, that if it enhances our hearing, it's fine. But it shouldn't distract us from the hearing. That's the test. The test is if a little simple technique, and those two are very nice, looking at the deities, looking at the picture of the deities, or seeing the name written, it will help our focus in hearing and increase our mood. Yeah, then it's nice. But the basic foundational principle is the hearing. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, Leo.
I wanted to ask about the speed of chanting. Prabhupada recommended to do one round in 5 and 7 minutes. So there's a specific speed you have to go.
Not a, I mean, that's a general recommendation. So, if it takes you longer, it takes you longer. He said, sometimes he said that 16 rounds will take at most 2 hours or 2.5 hours. So that's to 7-8 minutes around or something. And I see that I chant at different speeds depending on how focused I am. Very often, if I'm chanting, if it's taking me a long time to finish one round, it's a lot of it is because my mind is drifting way, way away from what I'm doing. And therefore it's taking me extra time. So, did I answer your question? That's a good general average amount of time it could take to, should take to chant around. 7 minutes, 6 minutes to 8 minutes, like that, 6 to 7 minutes.
But when you chant fast, then the mind is, it can be less bothered by other things? And
yes, it can be, yes, yes. Can be very helpful to chant quickly, because if you chant slowly, it's easy for the mind to slip out between the words. It's very clever. Did you notice that also? Just in between a Hari and a Krishna, you could take a tour of the universe. Is that okay?
Mind is very fast.
Yeah, it's very fast. In one moment, we could be in a boat on the middle of the ocean and then come right back. So therefore, because it's so fast and not very well trained, usually, not disciplined. Therefore, we keep our practice in japa very simple, that what we're supposed to be doing is hearing the mantra, hearing one mantra. Keep it very simple. So then if we notice our mind has drifted away, just bring it back to that very simple thing. We know we're not doing the right thing. So we bring it back. Very fast. Any other questions or comments? Yes.
But sometimes it's to calm down the mind by chanting very slowly.
Okay. If it helps calm down the mind by chanting very slowly, then we should chant slowly at that time. But sometimes the opposite happens too. For me personally, it's just if I can hear the one mantra, I feel very happy. For me it's simple in that way. And that's the best thing I can do. Any other questions? Raise your hand if you were able to hear during our hour together here, or so, if you were able to hear one mantra. I also. Very fortunate. Thank you.
One time you told us that after 3 years you first heard the holy name.
Yes, to some degree.
So I'm almost, I mean, you don't have to answer. But
what was I doing the rest of the time? Actually, it was 1970, and I was in Japan. I remember it, and there were these tatami mats on the floor, and I was walking in the temple room in the morning, japa period, and I was chanting, and suddenly, I don't know how, but I heard a mantra, and my first thought was, oh, that's why they tell you to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. It's so nice.
You answered, because I wanted to understand it, the level of your realization of the holy name when you heard it.
As I fell to the ground in ecstasy, and tears poured from my eyes. Any other questions? Yes.
When we were chanting, you told us just neglect the mind, and suddenly I felt that I was carried out by heavy thoughts. So it's so tricky. And sometimes we think we're just thinking about we're not going to.
And sometimes there's a particular type of mentality called polarity mentality. That if you tell the mind to go left, it will go right. You tell it to speed up, it will slow down. And if you tell it to be neglected, it will get strong. And if you tell it to get strong, it will be peaceful. So there's people who have that kind of mind too. So you have to, you know, everyone has this, has to figure out how to deal with this, the monster within, and make friends with it, tame it. But that's actually the teachings of Rishabhdev in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, because in the fourth chapter of the fifth canto there's a description how Rishabhdev Maharaj, he was completely detached from his mind and body. He was in, his ecstasies were completely internal, and he had all mystic powers at his command. They all came to him, but he never used them. So when Sukadev Goswami told that to Maharaj Prickett, Maharaj Prickett asked the question, well, why didn't he use his powers? He was in complete, he was pure, he was in complete control over his mind. So why didn't he use his powers? And Sukadev Goswami replied that the mind is like an animal, a wild animal that's caught and put in a cage. That's when it's controlled. But if you leave the door open a little bit,
he's gone. So even though he was giving an example, especially in for those practicing not bhakti, but giving an example, so you should never, that's like you can't trust that a wild animal has become tame. Never just completely can trust your mind. Now I can relax and let it do whatever it wants. But in devotional service, in bhakti, it's based on a different principle. Not keeping the mind fully controlled, but the principle is love for Krishna. When one has love for Krishna, it's spontaneously attracted to Krishna. And then everything is perfect. But until that point arises, we have to be somewhat careful. Yes?
How is it that the mind is supposed to be in goodness?
The mind is born of goodness, actually, described in the third canto of the Bhagavatam. The combination of goodness and false ego gives birth to the mind. So its natural position, and think about this, it's the mind's natural position is peacefulness and being satisfied and being happy. That's natural for the mind. And everything else is artificial.
But then how is it compared to a wild animal at the same time?
That's its birth. And then by practical understanding, this is how we should deal with it. It's untrained. It's used to, like when you, if you have, the first time I experienced it is when I was in Hong Kong also. We used to teach this, the children of a very, very, very wealthy family, Indian family. And this one boy, his name was Mahesh, his room was wall-to-wall toys, shelves, toys and toys and toys and toys. And what we saw, he'd take one down, it was frustrating, he'd take one, not be satisfied, throw it away, put it up there, take another one, not satisfied, one after the next, after the next, after the next, after the next. The more that the mind desires things and fulfills all its many, many, many desires, the more unsatisfied and wild it becomes. But on the other hand, if the mind is peaceful in itself, not looking for satisfaction externally, peaceful in itself means basically in the mode of goodness, then it's on a completely different level. So, but yet, in this age, at this time especially, its tendency is to get wild. That's its training. You know, how many television stations are there in Israel? Unlimited, practically. And the kids nowadays, when they're watching television, they have a remote, right? So they won't watch one show. They'll like fix this and then watch that for 2 seconds, then watch the next one, and then keep rotating back from one to the other. The mind is just so unsatisfied. Did anyone ever see anyone do that? That's an easy way to ask it. It's one thing to the next and to the next, and on the internet and in the mobile phone and looking at this and this app and that app and doing this and that. The mind is just, and the more it's pulling down experiences like this, trying to experience some satisfaction like this, the more dissatisfied it becomes. The more the passion increases, the more desire that increases, and the more the internal satisfaction decreases. So the mind actually reaches its position of satisfaction only by goodness, actually, because it becomes in touch with spiritual energy and goodness. But that doesn't exist. You asked a different question, but I tried my best to answer it. At one time, in one situation, it's compared to one thing, and in another time, in a different situation, it's compared to its source's goodness. So that's why people, and even the most wealthy people, who, you know, they have their big apartments in the cities and Tel Aviv and this and that, and, you know, everything organized. As soon as they get time, they go to the countryside, where they can just breathe and relax and be in the mode of goodness and get some satisfaction in their life. Because satisfaction only comes in goodness, according to the Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter. From passion, I want this and this and this, distress comes. And from ignorance, ignorant activities, deeper ignorance comes. So the Krishna conscious lifestyle is meant to cultivate goodness. And it seems so artificial nowadays. And it's very hard to do. Hard to do because the environment is pushing us in an opposite direction. Therefore, community is very important and association is very important. Because according to our association, it affects our own consciousness. Any other questions or comments?
What does it mean to hear a mantra?
Well, we'll break that question into two parts. What does it mean to hear, and what is the mantra? So the mantra it starts with Hari. So to hear, it begins at the beginning. So you have to put your attention on it. So that's what we basically mean by hearing, when our attention is on what we are saying. And the way to put the attention on it is through the ears, by hearing the sound. So that's the simplest way of understanding it. Everyone, of course, knows what hearing means, but there are different levels of hearing. So when we chant the Mahamantra, if we really hear it with a pure heart, with a heart full of love for Krishna, we actually fully experience Krishna in the sound vibration. So we're not talking about really hearing it on that level. We're just talking about our voice, what we're saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and our hearing. We're hearing what we're saying, and that fixes the mind. The two senses fixed on one thing focuses the mind. So we all know what it means to not hear while we're chanting. I mean, you're saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but you're thinking so many other things, and you've just chanted 15 rounds or 16 rounds and you haven't been there at all. You haven't heard one mantra that sometimes, unfortunately, we have experienced. So the hearing and the speaking are focused both on the sound, on the mantra. So that's what we mean by hearing.
And this took 3 years?
No. It took 3 years before I heard one mantra.
Yes.
When I first started, it was, what can I say? I grew up in the 60s. And my mother didn't let me have a dog in the house. Huh?
Today we are more fortunate.
Definitely more fortunate than me. But we were all, when we first began chanting, there was no one older. There was some devotees older than me, but in general, like, I was one of the oldest devotees. I was 21 years old when I began chanting. So we grew up without... Did anyone ever read the book The Lord of the Flies?
Yeah.
It was sort of like that. We just accept. Anyway, don't read it. It's okay. Read the Bhagavatam, it's better. There were no adults. No one to put our life in perspective of what it, of the whole life, of your whole life, of someone who's been through life and has seen what it's like to be 21 years old, 22 years old from that perspective. So there was no one older than us. So we had to learn everything by experience. And that's it's the way we have to learn. Most of us have to learn a lot like that, but it's helpful to have guidance, to put our life in perspective of what a whole life is like. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Is there a question? Brewing in the back row by underneath Murali Manohar's lotus feet. Yeah, that's how we serve Krishna. But it shouldn't be two things going on at the same time. I'm chanting and I'm praying, I mean, ideally. But the word infused, the chanting should have a mood to it. A mood of service, a sincere mood of service. And it should enforce and help the hearing. That's the point. Okay, thank you. Now we are very fortunate. Would you come up here? Is that what you do? Okay. Odaya. Do you need Rohini Nandan Pool? Do you need a microphone?
No.
Okay. I get a front row seat.
Okay. Would you like the whole family or only the kids?
Everyone.
Tell the devotees.
Wow. Where's my camera when I need it? Is that real gold?
You would like everyone to join in.
Yes.
It's not a performance in that sense.
Right.
It's not a performance in the sense that here's the performers and we're the audience and at the end we clap. We might clap, but... I got someone.
Thank you.
This will end at one. Any last questions or comments or anything? I'll just say that this evening the plan is that we will all go to Vrindavan. So, unless we all go, then it won't be as much fun. We're all invited, of course. And it'll be, I don't know, we'll see how it goes, but somewhat internal in the Vrindavan. Since we have a little bit more time, if there are no questions, we have a little more kirtan. And tomorrow's Ekadasi, is that correct?
Yes.
It's a good time to try to chant nicely. Because it takes as much time to chant a bad round as it does to chant a good round. So you might as well try to chant a good round. I don't know, at least one or two or more. Let's try your best.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya.
Thank you. Sri Guru